The summer is ending and hockey's back. Maggie, we did it. We made it.
21 days.
And yeah, we got training camp starting up. We got preseason stuff, all that jazz, prospect tournament. You know, you name it, and you know, it's here. It's coming up. It's happened. A lot of summer activity and, you know, new additions, new faces, saying goodbye to Zach Bolduc, stuff like that. But the Blues hockey is back, and I think overall, you know, across the fan base, we're pretty excited overall. I think a lot of people are excited for the new franchise, what I mean by that is, like, you know, the new logo, the new sweaters, just a lot of new things around the franchise and the broadcast team and all that. So much going on around here in St. Louis. St. Louis is eager to get started and get things going here, in October.
Yeah. To go back on the Zach Bolduc thing, I know it's old news, but I am very sad that he was traded. I know a lot of people were. I think a lot of people were shocked. He was shocked. I had plans to be getting a Bolduc jersey this year, and I just cannot come to terms to buy a Canadiens Bolduc jersey. So I'll not be doing that. Instead, I got a Jimmy Snuggerud home jersey, and it's beautiful. The new jerseys and the new logo and everything is awesome, and that's exactly what needed to happen.
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting seeing him for, you know, a full season. it's gonna be exciting seeing him for a full season and other, you know, injured players that are gonna be coming back to hopefully see them for, you know, a full season as well. You know, players that, you know, are super effective and put up points and just kind of make things happen there. In the offense, you know, we got other things, you know, again, like, I'm not a guy that just, you know, sits in here and talks Blues hockey, you know, 365. I just kind of, and, you know, I think I appreciate and like other podcasts and shows and stuff like that do that and keep me updated. I like that a lot, but I can't stick to something, you know, for too long. Otherwise I'll just get burnt out of it. You know, when the off season hits, for the Blues, you know, I hit the off season too, when it comes to hockey, and I just go about my business, and, you know, I'm like, I'll just kind of just, you know, be in the corner, just kind of seeing things unfold in the off season. But I don't really get too deep into it until, you know, some late September rolls around, or, you know, preseason starts, and it's like, all right, let's get back into it, and, you know, let's start talking hockey again. But yeah, we like, Hofer was extended 2 years. I'm excited about that. I think a lot of people like him too. I think really just when he's in between the pipes during games, it's not too much difference. I think, in my opinion, that when he's there or Binnington's there, you know, I think last season he was really solid, and he was, I trusted him as much as I did Binnington when he's in goal, and I'm glad he got extended 2 years. We picked up a defenseman, Logan Mailloux from Montreal. That was the Zach Bolduc thing. Assigned Nick, the forward, Nick Jugstad from Utah for 2 years. Pia Suter from Vancouver for 2 years. And then that's kind of, I guess that's pretty much it off the top of my head that I can remember. If there's anything else you can add, go ahead and add it. But that's what I got for updates.
There was a PTO signing of Milan Lucic.
Oh, yeah, we gave him a tryout or whatever, didn't we?
Yeah, he'll be in preseason training starting Thursday. I have a lot to say about him, but I'm not going to, and I'm going to keep it nice. He is a big guy. He's a very good hockey player. He just has not been in the league for 2 years due to personal reasons. So when I had heard about the personal reasons, and then now hearing that the Blues signed him for PTO, it was just kind of like mixed feelings. But, you know, we'll see what goes on and see if he makes the team. I honestly think that we're kind of set in our ways of where we're at right now. So I was surprised by the, you know, a tryout, but we'll see.
Yeah, and people, obviously, people have mixed feelings about this guy, understandably. And, you know, and I do too. I have mixed feelings about it. And I can understand how St. Louis fans, you know, have a cold shoulder towards him coming in here because, you know, someone like that, you know, off the ice, that's the last thing you want, you know, to bring into the locker room, to bring into your team, your city, is just to bring somebody that could stir the pot, and that's the last thing you want. But I guess, like, for Doug Armstrong, you know, at the end of the day, this is a business. It's, you know, you're trying to compete, you're trying to win, and you'll do whatever's necessary to make that happen. But I could definitely understand why, you know, some of the higher upper management for the Blues, they just want to let bygones be bygones, you know, just have, you know, he's had the time to get that under control, I guess, maybe, and just move on from that professionally. But yeah, I still see why St. Louis is like, oh, I don't know about this guy. I totally get that. But, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, if he can help this team, you know, be a cup contender, get back into that cup contending window, then I'm open to talk about it, I guess. And I one more thing that I forgot to mention during the off season was I entered into an NHL fan contest for the Geico's 4-star of the year, and I made it to the finals of the competition against a Capitals fan, a Wild fan, and a Blue Jackets fan. And I really thought I had a good case for my entry, and unfortunately the Wild fan won the contest, so she won $1,000 gift card to NHLShop.com, which, congratulations to her, because I saw her case and, you know, what she's done to show her fandom for the Minnesota Wild. And she had a really good case, and it was really cool. So I was happy for, you know, like, all four of us. We all had really strong cases for why we were, you know, fan of the year. And she ended up winning, unfortunately, but it was still cool. She deserved to win for sure. So it was cool, and hopefully I'll be back next season.
Yeah, I remember this going on, and you got decently close with the other contestants, and I remember voting every 24 hours because you would text me and remind me, because I have no brain cells. So I did vote for you, and I know people who voted for you. So I guess we can just think about how you're going to be the best fan next year for this. So you need to start thinking of ideas and whatnot, so you can get to that final four spot again and hopefully win.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm trying to go to more away games, as I have been doing. Not many, but I'm trying to get into that habit of going to more away games. Yeah, but no, this team overall, you know, but back to the team, this team overall is, we got a lot of good players. You know, we have some updated contracts and stuff like that. What's going to suck, though, at the end of this year is, you know, we're going to run into, like, a brick wall of contract issues, you know, like, just a lot of contracts expiring. I think, Maggie, if you remember any off the top of your head, you know, this year is not too crazy for this year, but it's like 2026, yeah, 2027. Matthew Joseph becomes a UFA. Dylan Holloway, RFA. Texier is RFA. Torps, UFA, Sundqvist, UFA, Nathan Walker, UFA. And you're just like, oh my gosh. Broberg, RFA, Cam Fowler, UFA, Logan Mailloux, RFA, Matt Kessel, UFA.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these are all just for next season, and it's a lot to take in, and you got to be willing to be ready for that, you know, that cap space, and, you know, what do you want to do with these players come next year, because it's going to be a lot at once, I feel like.
Yeah, the next couple of years is going to be rough. Hopefully they can come up with the space and whatnot. I feel like a lot of players, though, you know, have already received their payday. I mean, I could definitely see a Dylan Holloway contract really well. I could see another 2 years for Nathan Walker. Broberg could get a good contract. Cam Fowler, I think I had seen that he wants to stay here. So I think he's expecting a small contract. He's 33. So you may also get away with, like, the Tyler Tucker, Matthew Kessel, just, you know, signing at a $900,000 or even like a league minimum. Some of these guys I don't see maybe not coming back, or, you know, expecting more money, and I don't know that we'll have it. Like Jake Neighbors, he's RFA in 2027. I'm hoping that he gets, you know, what he deserves in the future. I would love for him to stay long term with the Blues, so I'm hoping they got their wallets ready for that.
Yeah, we're gonna be you know, hitting a lot of bumps in the road here with these contracts the next 2 years. So it's like, and I feel like we're kind of on the cusp, if that's the right word, brink, whatever, of getting back into that cup window. So it's just like, you know, you really gotta, you know, think ahead here, especially with Steen taking over as GM. It's where it's like, all right, well, it's, what can we do to, you know, get around these contracts, but make it work, and, you know, move players around, trade players, whatever you gotta do, drop players, but still maintain that competition to be in that cup contending window. So it's gonna be challenging for sure, and hopefully they've got themselves, you know, a plan in place to make that happen. You know, hopefully by, like, you know, mid-season this season, they're kind of like, they kind of have a plan in place, like, oh, well, this is what we're looking at right now for this team, and this is probably what we should do next season and the season after that, and hopefully they got it under control and ready to go way ahead of time. That's what I would think. I don't know, I'm not a GM, but that's what I would be doing, is kind of getting ready and getting set for that, you know, like about mid-season, three-fourths of the way through the season. Just, and that's kind of a good clue of, you know, what you got, what you want to do, and so on.
Yeah, you also have to remember Torrey Krug. He's going on the IR, probably LTIR, actually. So that's going to free up like $6.5 million, I think, is what he was getting. So that will be super nice, and it's his last year of his contract, so that's just going to sit, and then I'm sure he'll just retire, because I think it is...
Yeah, he's 34 right now.
Yeah, and I think they said his ankle injury is career-ending, so I'm guessing he's probably just kind of looking at the options of things, and we might not even hear about him retiring for a while, because, you know, that's kind of hard with his contract.
Yeah,
so... Another person that retired in the offseason was Marco Scandella, which I did like him as a Blue. I feel like he was super quiet and kind of sneaky, but he didn't play last season with any team and then just retired. So another person is Patrick Maroon, which is so sad, but, you know, they're getting up there in age, so... You know, they got to do the thing.
Yeah, but Pat Maroon's, you know, he's been around. He's won multiple cups, and, you know, he's set for life. You know, he's got it made.
Yeah, he does. And now he's just out there living his best life. I do wish that he could have, like, signed a one day with the Blues and retired.
Yeah, and the Blues also signed Justin Carboneau and Nikita, and forgive me if I mispronounce this, Justin Carboneau and Nikita Susuev. They both signed 3-year entry level deals, so we got that as well. And I think it was Justin Carboneau he was in that fight in like the prospects tournament, and then he was like on his knees or on the ground, and the player was trying to hit him from above him, like still standing, and Carboneau like took both his hands, grabbed both of his ankles, and just yanked him down to the ice. And I just absolutely love seeing that fire right there.
And then he scored a goal.
Yeah, he scored the game-winning goal for that in that game. So that was really cool to see. I literally posted on my Instagram and I tagged him. I tagged Justin. I was just like, this guy's going to be an absolute dog. And he liked the Instagram story. And then, you know, next thing that happens that I see on, you know, with the highlight of this prospect tournament is, you know, him getting in that fight, getting scrappy, and then going out and scoring the game-winning goal. And you just can't ask for something better than that. I loved it. Hopefully... In my story, he saw that. I mean, he liked it. I got the notification. He liked it. And hopefully that was motivation for him to just go out and just own the moment. And he did.
Yeah, honestly, I'm kind of nervous because I could see him making the opening day roster if he has a good camp. And I've just been, like, reading such a lot of good things about him and how big he is and how, like, mature he is. So, I mean, that was a very good pickup for the Blues in the draft. Yeah, I think honestly this roster is going to be hard to make, so I wish all of them good luck.
Yeah, and that's not including, like, oh my gosh, the freaking, oh, you know, our guys from, like, the World Junior Tournament, like, they were tearing it up too. We had so many guys in the World Junior Tournament, and they were tearing it up. So it's going to be really fun. It's going to be really fun, you know, watching this camp unfold and see what goes on and who's going to be making, you know, opening night roster against the Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, who do you predict is going to have the most points on the team this season?
I'm going to go Dylan Holloway. I just think he was just on fire this last season. It could go Robert Thomas too, but I just think Dylan Holloway was on fire. He's on fire. He's only 23. He's making 2.29 mil this year, and he's, you know, an RFA next year. And being injured, and now you become an RFA next year. I think he's gonna come out and just tear it up, and you know, earn his next contract or offer or what have you. And you know, he's gonna want to prove himself. You know, especially after being injured, because everybody, you know, maybe throwing question marks up. You know, he's injury prone, or you know, whatever. He might not be as good. But I think he's just going to come back and have a full season and be with a really good team, knowing where we're at. And he's just going to light it up, I'm hoping. And so I'm just going to settle with Dylan Holloway.
I like that. You know, going into a contract year, I do like that. I am definitely going to probably stick with Robert Thomas. Excuse me. And I say that because I think, like, I don't know. He keeps pushing that ceiling of potential, like, he's up there. And like everybody says, Robert Thomas is elite, but I don't know. I could see him just having an amazing season. I am not going to say like a breakout, because he's already, you know, a great star, but you know, every year you wish better on your players. So, you know, I'm hoping this year is better than last year. And I hope that, you know, him and Kyrou and, you know, whoever's on that first line can have great production this year. I hope that the lines are more consistent this year, which I feel like they will be, because we have a lot of players coming back. And we did so much experimenting last season with different lines. So I'm hoping, you know, getting into camp, getting these preseason games, we can actually have some lines stick for the beginning of the season, instead of just seeing all this, you know, all the switching and whatnot, and, you know, not getting your reps in with the same players and whatnot. So, I mean, like I said, it's going to be hard to crack this opening night roster. And, you know, whoever does, I hope they're ready. And, you know, I think it's going to be a good season. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have when you have so much young talent coming up and a lot of names to go through and tough decisions to make for who's going to make the opening night roster when there's so much talent to unfold and see coming together. And speaking of talent, do you think Jordan Kyrou, like, he's obviously a great player. A lot of people love him. Do you think he's inconsistent with, like, and this is obviously most NHL players, you know, they hit moments where they're doing great, but they also naturally they have bumps in the road in their career where they're just kind of not putting up as many points as they could be or should be. But do you think just overall throughout his career, do you think Jordan Kyrou is too inconsistent with that, or do you think he's fine and he's gonna pop off this year?
You had to ask me the Kyrou question, for real. I
want answers,
and they know how I feel about Kyrou. I think that Kyrou's had growing pains, I would say, kind of just like people put so much pressure on him because they know he's good, and maybe they thought he was better than like what he is putting out. But you know, especially with the stuff like with the Berube drama and, you know, stuff like that, that's in the past. But I definitely feel like after this last season, I feel like you've kind of seen like him mature a bit, and I feel like his game was getting a lot better and like more consistent this past season. So hoping that he can overcome the growing pains, you know, that I said, and make it more consistent, and, you know, prove that he's one of the best, you know. And he's got a lot of players that play around him that make him good as well, like especially the Dylan Holloway. Those two together are a lot of fun to watch, and you can just tell that they have great chemistry. So I'm excited to have like a full season with those two playing by each other.
And that was what I was going to kind of bring up next, was like, you know, when you kind of think of it, just an unbiased, you know, you have Dylan Holloway coming back, you're going to have Jimmy Snuggerud for a full year, and you know how dangerous he can be. You know, and then now you got Robert Thomas. Now you got Jordan Kyrou too. And, you know, with all these contract things going on, you know, you got a freaking, Gatling gun of players offensively that can tear it up. It's really just, I'm hoping it's just going to be a domino effect of just guys, you know, pushing other guys to compete and be great and put up points, goals, assists, whatever, and just build that. Hopefully that chemistry's there, and they just go off and they just become a serious problem for opponents, and especially like division opponents like Colorado, Dallas, Winnipeg, you know.
Yeah, no, it's, I know I said this last year, I remember saying this and saying, I feel different this year. I feel like this team's going to do really well. I just, instead of saying that this year, I mean, I still could say it with this year. I just hope that it's, you know, more fun for the fans. Obviously, I want to make the playoffs. I want to go far in the playoffs. I want to go to the Stanley Cup, you know. But I feel like just looking at the roster and knowing what's coming, like, it just makes me excited. Like, I don't even, I have high expectations, but I'm just, like, kind of more excited for, like, to be in the moment and watch these games and just, I mean, just know how much talent we have. It just, I'm excited about it.
Where do you think we'll finish at the end of the year, I guess, in terms of, not, like, points necessarily, but, like, in the division? Like, where are we going to rank in the NHL? Where are we going to rank in the Central Division?
I'm going to go with second place. And I always say that just because I want to give the Blues more credit than they probably deserve. But like I said, I don't know. Like, I'm just excited about the season. You know, we lost some people. We gained some people. I don't know. I'm not going to say first, but I definitely want to say second, and the lowest would be third. I have high expectations, so.
Yeah, it's not a bad guess, yeah.
I would say I'm hopeful for over 100 points as a team. What do you think? Is that a stretch?
No, I don't think so. It's, on paper, it seems like we could get there, you know, especially getting these really good, healthy players back. Dylan Holloway and what have you. I think it's not too tall of an order for the Blues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I think we'll have like two or three players that will be in the 80-90 point range as well. I would say like top five would be averaging like 75 and higher. I have big expectations for them, but like I said, we know how they can play. We know how talented they are. We saw how they were playing at the end of the season. It was a lot of fun, and then injuries came. So, you know, a full season, and hopefully everyone stays healthy, I could see a lot of high points with players and the team.
Yeah, and especially with these new sweaters. I'm excited about that. I think it looks great. I think it's awesome. And there's just, it's definitely going to be different too with a new broadcasting team for St. Louis, with John Kelly heading over to the Los Angeles Kings, which absolutely was gut-wrenching to hear and see. But now we got like this new like dual like broadcasting system where we're going to have Curbs and Joey on the call now for TV, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very unfortunate that the Blues didn't do what they were supposed to do. But like you said, we're not the GM. We're not the, you know, the people in charge of that stuff. But yeah, the fans definitely let the Blues hear it. And
They could have just sent like some sort of like really small, like minimal contract to the towel man to come up and just do games for us. I'm sure he'd love to do that.
Yeah, probably a basic contract. But yeah, I mean, I also do like Curbs and Joey a lot. I do like listening to the radio because of them some games, so I think it will be.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, they're great radio guys, and they do a great job to, you know, paint a picture in your head of, you know, what's going on in the ice, you know, when you're listening, wherever you are. But this, it doesn't take away from, you know, how thankful and appreciative we are for John Kelly and what he's done for the St. Louis Blues, the city of St. Louis, and its fans. You know, he'll always have, you know, an open door here to, you know, and with welcoming arms here in St. Louis, as always. And yeah, it's just, It sucks, but you know, at the same time, it's going to be an exciting opportunity for Joey and Curbs to step up to the plate and fill those big shoes. And I think they're going to do a great job of it.
Yeah, I agree. It will be interesting to see the change because, I mean, that means also, who's the other guy who did the, I'm blanking on the name. He was a player, not for Durko.
Are you talking about the
Jamie play Rivers. By play?
Yeah, Jamie Rivers, yeah.
Yeah. He is just going back to being like a TV analyst, and so like he will not be in the play by plays anymore as well. So,
and I think that's
yeah, I agree with that. So it will be different, and you know, it'll be an adjustment, but it will be fine, and you know, life goes on.
In other news, the Maryville hockey program. They're trying to campaign to become a D1 hockey program, to be up there with Lindenwood and be the second team in Missouri to join the D1 hockey league, you know, up there with the big schools and running that conference and, you know, running that league. So I think that's exciting. They're trying, you know, they're trying to like put up all this money for bigger seating sections and, you know, what have you, and to build that program. And I think, you know, with that new, that moderately new facility over in Chesterfield, I think it's exciting, and I think that's awesome. So you got, you know, Lindenwood, you know, up north and like St. Charles, and then down south in Chesterfield you got Maryville. So I think that'd be an awesome addition to D1 hockey.
Yeah, definitely. I had just actually found out about that the other day, reading into that. Goes back to, you know, when you're in the off season, you're not really doing much hockey. So I'm catching up on all of my hockey news, unless it, you know, was breaking news during the summer, during free agency and whatnot. So, but yeah, good for them. Hopefully they can bring, you know, a D1 level, you know, to the area, just like Lindenwood. Hockey just growing in St. Louis, and it's growing very fast. Like, I know, I've known multiple people who played for Maryville on the women's team, and you know, I didn't really know about it. I didn't grow up with hockey, but it's a big deal in St. Louis, and you know, that's what made me love it more.
Yeah, soccer's growing in St. Louis. Hockey's growing. Exciting times here. Exciting times. Yeah, and just, you know, like Maggie and I said, we're shaking off the cobwebs here in the first episode of the season. You know, try and cut us a little slack. You know, tell your friends about us. You know, we're not bad. We're big, passionate hockey fans. You know, we're enjoying the off season so that we don't, you know, add more stress and anxiety to our lives as much as hockey already does, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, hopefully we can get a bunch of guests on this season, new, old. You know, we have some people who were on last season, and I know they would like to be on that again. So, you know, we're always talking hockey, Sam's talking food, talking football, and, you know, we try to get a podcast in at least once a week. You know, it depends on life, with Sam's job, my job, you know, just even trying to get this first one recorded, just getting back into the groove.
Yeah, precisely. Maggie, do you have anything else before we bounce out of here?
I do not. If you guys need me, I'll be paying attention to Twitter and Instagram, and all the preseason Blues games will be streamed on the Blues website. So you know, I'll be doing that. Other than that, go Blues.
Yeah. And you know, for those that, you know, stuck around and, you know, you listen, you share this, you like, you know, whatever, rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever, you know, we thank you so much for the support and what have you. You know life's fun again. Hockey's back. So, you know, tell everybody about us, Section 314 Podcast. We're talking St. Louis Blues hockey and just hanging out and having a good time, just a couple of diehard fans. So until the ice is clean again, we'll see you next time on Section 314. Thank you. Let's go Blues.